Good morning, Audio Booland. This is Dave728NC and Carolina Wolfie on Twitter, otherwise known as Dave and Nancy.
Yep.
And this is our February 14th February Boo. And we don't really have any good or bad date stories. All of my good date stories ended with breakfast. And because we got up early and read Bible verse at sunrise.
And had Kool-Aid.
Right. All right, maybe not. But we decided that we would tell everyone how we met, which was, we just determined in take one of this boo, that we met 26 years ago this February.
Correct.
So, that's kind of scary.
I know.
And we just recently got married. So, it took me 26 years to convince her.
It didn't.
All right. Anyway. That's a long story, but not a boo story. So, okay. So, were telling the story.
Okay, so we were both going to the University of Iowa in graduate programs. We both had service dogs. I had a yellow lab named Duke. He was very large, had huge ears.
Very cute.
He was a very silly dog. Had some issues.
And I had a lab shepherd mix, otherwise known as a Shepador, named Rebel, who also had issues. But on the other side of Duke, compared to all the other dogs I've had, he was a little high strung, and he had kind of odd little ears.
Yeah, they were so cute.
They couldn't decide whether or not they wanted to stand up or flop over. So he was.
But he had very shepherdy feeling fur.
Yeah. Not quite as thick, and he was very stocky. He looked like a black shepherd.
Yeah.
Without the really really thick fur.
But it was a heavier coat than your typical Labrador.
Right.
Coat.
And, okay. Anyway, so that's the dog update. So go.
I can't remember if it was a Friday or a Saturday night, but they were showing the Monty Python and the Holy Grail in the student union at Iowa, and my roommate and I decided we were going to go, and of course I took the dog, and the doors of the place hadn't opened yet, and so we were standing with the herd waiting to get in, and my dog was sitting there looking around like, oh my gosh, are we supposed to be here? This is a little scary, which is his typical reaction to pretty much everything. And suddenly, this ferocious dog came in and said, woof, 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 woof. And I said, and just right before that, they had opened the doors and people were starting to go in, and I was just going to wait until there was sort of a lull and then we were going to creep in. But we said, well, we're going to go ahead and cut in front of people. So we went in and we saw the movie, and I'm assuming they did too. I don't know.
I don't think I was with anyone. Well, I must have. I don't know.
So.
Shut up now.
So then I was in Amnesty International, and we did a, we had a table out in the pedestrian mall a few days later. It was a pretty nice day for Iowa, and the pedestrian mall was, I don't know, sort of centrally located.
Yeah.
Right near the campus. Everybody went there. There was, you know,
food places
and cool, really cool stores and
bars.
Talk about that.
Sorry.
We were at the table and they came by and Rebel decided that, you know, he just went, it wasn't really that scary. I'm exaggerating just a little bit.
Really?
So.
Who knew?
We said hi and, you know.
No, I think that was it really.
Huh?
I think that was it really.
Right, and then, not really, just hi, and, you know, you said, oh, sorry about the growly thing. And I was like, yeah, no big deal. You know, it's just it's just dogs.
Then they got, you know, they put their noses together and sniffed each other's butts and they were fine.
Yeah. It was just, hey, there's another dog that I don't know. That's all it was.
Right.
So
then I was, I couldn't get her out of my head, for one thing. I'm not sure why. And so I went and tracked down, because I don't even know, I might have known your name.
No, I don't know that you did. I might have told you on the pedestrian mall.
But, you know, it's just one of hundreds of girls, as you keep giving me
crap. Exactly.
For. So I talked to a friend of mine, and I said, who is the lady with the yellow lab? And so he told me, and I went and tracked you down, and I called you, and I think we talked for...
And oddly enough, not very long before that, that particular person had, I asked, he knew my roommate, and she had heard from him about his Apple computer that talked, and I was like, what, really? And so he and I had spent some time together, and he was, you know, showing me some of the stuff that the old Apples, could do. So anyway, then Dave found out who I was, and he called me, and we, you know, exchanged dog stories and talked about our different schools and, things like that. And,
the rest is history.
That's true. But then, see, when I was at my dog school getting Jaden in October of 2010, I guess.
Yeah.
There was a young girl getting her first dog. And so when I flew in, my trainer was there to meet me at the airport. And she said, well, ordinarily we would just go right back to school, but we have another student coming in, are you okay? Do you mind waiting? Because it was like 45 minutes or whatever until her flight landed. No, that would be silly. Why should you drive back and forth? So we got her, and she said, she, you know, she was nervous and whatever, and she was like, well, I don't know about the, I'm excited about the dog thing. And I was like, you know, you never know what having a service dog is going to do for you, because, you know, I told them that was how I had met Dave, and so you never know what your service dog can do for you.
Correct. But yeah, so we spent a good chunk of the rest of my grad school career hanging out together.
Yes, yes we did.
And so yeah, that was the beginning of our romantic life together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow when the boo topic is something else. I don't remember what it was. I just saw the week 3 topics. They haven't registered in my brain yet.
I favorited it. So
I did too. All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Bye-bye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, bye.